Then as of February 10th, 1979, there had been a two-year delay, thanks to Carrie and her friends. But while that's happening, then her husband, your father, dies May 18th, 1979. That's on top of all this.
Yeah. Poor Daddy. He was a blue baby. I don't know whether you know that phrase. It was common when I was growing up. A child with a defective heart that will occasionally just turn blue and pass out. Daddy had been at the nursing home. It was a rainy day. There were puddles everywhere. My grandmother's sister, who was a resident at the nursing home, had dementia and was always trying to escape and go back to the family farm in Seguia. But she was so unable to figure out where she was that she would just walk any direction at all. In fact, one day they found her at Lake Claremore in the park there. But Daddy saw her sneak out the door, and so he ran after her. In the process, he stumbled and fell with his face in a pool of water. Grandmother happened to be looking out the window when that happened, so she ran out and picked up his head and kept his nose out of the water. That was when they realized they had to do the operation. As you may or may not know, anybody who has a heart valve operation or any kind of heart operation generally has to take something like rat poison for the rest of their lives to keep their blood thin enough that it doesn't start clotting and give them a stroke. Well, Daddy had recovered and was doing amazingly well when they decided that he had to have his teeth pulled because they were in such bad condition. But to do that, they had to take him off the Coumadin. As soon as he was taken off the Coumadin, he had a stroke, which eventually killed him. When I got there, which was probably a day later, Daddy was a great jokester, and he was making gestures with his face to make jokes. I was always so proud of Daddy. He was the bravest man I think I ever knew. But I was with him when he died, and I have to say, I was so disappointed with the doctors because they wanted to put him on life support, and they tried to guilt Mother into doing it. They would say to her, "You're killing him. You're making him drown in his own body fluids if you don't put him on life support." I had to remind her that Daddy had always told us that he didn't want to ever go on life support because it's such a painful thing to do. Eventually, she remembered and agreed with me and told them no. But the last few days, his mouth was so dry and so uncomfortable. I spent most of my time standing beside him, moistening his face and his throat. But I think all of us, including Daddy, were relieved when he finally stopped breathing. It was a real blow. He had been the love of Mother's life. It was almost impossible for her to get past that, especially after one of his Baptist cousins came down from Missouri and preached a sermon at his funeral saying that he was in hell now, which was too bad because he could have been a Baptist.
He said that he was in hell?
Yeah, because he was a Methodist and not a Baptist.
I'm keeping myself from laughing.
Well, I would laugh, but it was a cruel thing to have said.
Oh, very cruel, yes.
But I do remember my grandfather telling me about going to a revival meeting at the Claremore Baptist Church and being told that nobody but Baptists were going to heaven. And Grandpa always used to tell me, I decided then and there, I didn't want to go myself. He had a great sense of humor, too, but it was not the same kind as a Cherokee sense of humor, which is what Daddy had.